Blog Talk Radio.
Radio world, welcome to the intersection. These people stop texting me. I've never been on live, but I see people get on live and people start calling them. It's so crazy to me. But welcome to the intersection, and please welcome our co-host. My name is Susan Mizrahi, and welcome our co-host, Mr. Shady Prada. Hey, Shady.
Hey, you. What's up, sis? What's good?
It's all good. It's all good. And also, please welcome our co-host, the Madame Miss Jahira De Alto Balenciaga.
What's up, everybody? Susan.
You're still indomitable, but, you know, I'm just not in the mood today. For adjectives and all that.
What's good in the hood, folks?
How are you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in. This has been a crazy week for me. It really has been. And my Shady, you know my friend Lucinda. You met her. Lucinda and I raised my children together, and we were in a relationship. We raised my children together, our children together. And she was there for me when my son passed, and it was hard for me, and it was hard for her as well. But now she's in the hospital on the brink with breast cancer.
Oh,
and anybody listening, and a lot of people jumped on, anybody, male or female, get a breast cancer screening of any sort, whatever. And then once you get screened, they tell you if it's not the news you want to hear, still keep up with your treatment. Stay aware of what's going on with your body because,
absolutely,
you know,
yes.
You know, doctors don't know everything, but they did go to school and know a little bit more than we do. And sometimes we take it upon ourselves to alter their treatment plan and things don't work out. So unfortunately, I will be at the hospital where they are contemplating removing life support from her. That's how my week has been going.
Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, if you know the words of prayer, please pray for Lucinda at DePaul Hospital in Norfolk, Virginia.
Absolutely.
And that whatever decisions have to be made are made in peace and knowing, and with her desires in mind. She never wanted to be on life support for an extended period of time. So,
yeah.
She would say that randomly. So, like, why are you talking about that? But anyway, besides that,
yeah,
everything else is, you know, coming along. JoJo's all good. He's back there with his videos, watching some little white boy that he likes to watch on YouTube. JoJo, he thinks he's a gamer, so he watches his gamer videos. But there's this other little white boy, Matty B. He watches Matty B. He makes a lot of videos, and he has his own. And then little boy making millions of dollars on YouTube. So,
nice work if you can get it.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing with our lives?
Right.
Shady, what you doing with your life this week?
I'm working.
You making millions
I'm just
on
working.
YouTube?
I'm not going to YouTube this week. Maybe next week I'll take that up. This year, new venture.
Oh, my God. You know, I can see it. And, Jaira, what are you doing with your life this week?
Feeling like millions.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah. It's been a good week, honestly. I received my official invitation to join Phi Theta Kappa, which is the honor
yes.
society for junior college attendees. And
mm-hmm.
I'm excited. It's going to
really,
open up
I mean,
a lot of doors.
Really, it's an honor society, period. It's not just a junior college.
Yeah.
It's an honor society. Yeah, I'm a member of Phi Beta Kappa, or was. I don't know if I am now, but I was at one time. But, yeah, that's,
I'm
I mean, that's an honor of you being in the dean's list for a certain period of time, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, you better kick ass, Jahira.
I'm trying. I swear to God, I'm trying. Lord, I took a substance abuse counseling test this morning, and I was studying for it all last night, and all I wanted to do was abuse substances.
I know, right? Oh, God. You are so silly. I thought you meant they tested you, you know.
Right, like it's court-ordered. No,
oh,
no, no.
You never
Please,
know
the only thing
did.
They'll find in me is only thing they'll find in me is Ovaltine.
Oh God!
Possibly
and that
Nutella.
Stuff you told me to try. Yeah, exactly. I was trying to remember the name. I still haven't tried that. Shady,
it's
have
so
you
necessary.
Ever tried Nutella?
What?
Shady, have you ever tried Nutella?
What?
Nutella, have you ever eaten it?
No,
you probably
never.
Don't know what it is. Yeah, neither have I.
That brown peanut butter.
Yeah, Jahira said it changed my
it's
life.
That brown peanut butter, right? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's
nah,
ground
like
hazelnut,
it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't even know. You just said
I
you never
know
tried
what
it.
I know. I said I don't like
you just
it,
said.
It.
You just said you
didn't
try
it. I don't like the way the shit look. It looks like shit. I don't want it.
But that's why I haven't tried it yet. But Jahira is encouraging me to try it.
It's a life
changer. Well, you tried it. Let me know how you feel about it.
I'm scared, Shady. I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared. Moment out.
I'm not into eating nasty stuff. And see, if I eat it and it tastes like really scary nasty, then Jahira and I might not be friends anymore.
Oh my
and
God.
So I'm
right.
Wait, our friendship hinges in the balance of the taste of Nutella?
Absolutely, Jahira. What'd you say, Sadie?
What they say is that it's healthy, right?
But, see, healthy, it's a lot of shit that's healthy that I ain't going to eat. But I'm not worried about that. The healthy part, I'm not even concerned.
It's
once
not
it goes on my
kale,
tongue,
people. It's dessert.
I like kale.
See, that's
so weird like
right
that.
Beyonce said kale
okay.
is good, so you eat that.
Oh God!
I eat with Beyonce.
I'm older than Beyonce, and I've been eating. Yeah, so you eat with Beyonce? I don't think so. I don't think
right.
so.
Yeah.
But look,
I'll try.
Did
Speaking
y'all watch
of
Star last
womaning
night?
Up, actually, what happened?
Huh? Did y'all watch Star last night?
I did not. No,
no.
I got to catch up on all my shows this weekend.
No.
You had to catch up on mine today. I just watched Star today. You didn't watch it, Shady?
My team lost last night. No, my team, I was watching my team, the Los Angeles. One of my players, one of my kids, Essex Carson, played for them, and they
yeah,
blew the championship last
yeah.
night. I don't want to talk
yeah.
about it, though. That's all I'm going to say.
You're
no.
so silly. But y'all remember
That's
Rachel Dolezal. Well, I won't say anything since you haven't watched it, but it was funny to me. It was funny. Of course, there's always some serious stuff in there, but it was a couple things in there that just had me hollering, laughing.
Please tell me that Rachel Dolezal was not on the episode.
No, no.
Okay.
Don't be a
I was about to have a fit.
But it was so funny. Yeah, it was a good episode. I didn't watch Empire yet. I'm not really a big Empire fan, though. I only watch it because of, what's her name? What's her name,
Diamond?
Huh?
Taraji?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love her. That's the only reason why I watch the show. Cause I'm not
really
like impressed.
That's wild.
The singing is so corny to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The music is so corny on I was about to say power because I love power. You know, not on Star. Star has some excellent music on this episode. I'm not going to tell you about that either, but it was better music. But Empire's music is corny. They need to stop letting them sons sing and rap because they're corny. Oh, they are so, I hate them. I hate them. Yeah, but tonight we're going to be talking about some brotherly love.
Yeah.
Not that stud on stud, trans man on trans man. Not that. I'm talking about real brotherly, like getting along. Not there's anything wrong with the other love. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying that's not what we talk about tonight. That's not what we're talking about tonight. But and please, Ty, if you're there, you need to hit one because I don't know what your number is. So hit one. And I got to call AJ because for some reason his phone won't dial in. But I'm up. Okay, thank you, darling. So obedient. Your grandson is so obedient. I like that shit. But I don't know if who's got the fans, but people just keep popping on. So I don't know. Whatever. We'll take it. Whatever we can get it, right, yo?
We are not mad.
Take it. Mm-mm.
To plant a seed and pay some bills real quick, we are fast approaching the annual Someway Foundation holiday toy drive, y'all.
Yay.
I believe the Shaq just released
toy
the
drive. Yes. Nice.
Yeah, I saw something
it's
today.
Going down.
Shady, you be down with them every
year.
Mm-hmm. And that provides toys and other Christmas stuff for the children. I don't know if it's just for the New York metropolitan area because I know some parts of it goes to Kenya, but I don't know if it's part of this toy drive. Maybe we'll have Shaq on as
she's gonna come on. But it started with the GMHC with the GHMC here in New York, and then it spread it out. She was sending the overflow to Kenya to the kids there. Now she does a couple of other things, too, with a couple of other charities in New York for kids. She gives a hell of a lot of toys out to a lot of people.
I think primarily her target audience is families that have been affected by HIV. New York.
That's what Someway stands for.
Well, I don't think it's just mothers, it's parents, right? Parents have been affected. It's the kids,
but
parents.
She doesn't discriminate against the father, but it's mothers, yes.
That's
where
very
it came from, her mom.
About the situation. Yeah, I understand that. I said that's very social services about the situation. You know how they won't want your dad around. They won't help you if there's a dad around. That's crazy.
I said she doesn't discriminate, but it was based on.
No, I'm talking about social
services. We'll wait to that show
where
Shaq comes.
Talking about social services, not some way. You're so.
All right.
Wait a minute.
I was going to live this, but I don't have no clothes on as usual, and I don't feel like putting on.
Oh, well, please don't do that. You do enough shirtless pics, but. Come on now.
Now I'm going to lob it. Now I'm going to put it on.
I can always
just
watch
it
live. I ain't worried about it. Don't make me have to block you. But Jahira, can you give us, I got to make a call to get AJ in here. So can y'all talk about a little bit of world news? Y'all need to talk about Jeff Sessions and Trump and then reversing the Obama era transgender protection at work. But I'll be right back. Y'all go ahead.
You're just going to drop a grenade and walk away, really?
It's going to be a bully and leave and shit.
Okay, you said you have a card in. Let me see.
I don't have to talk about Jeff Sessions right now.
Huh?
Well, what if
you don't feel like talking
about that?
Well, you don't have to, honey. You don't have to.
Go make your phone call.
I don't have to make it. I just said that he's already on the
call.
Line. Ha ha, he's already on the line. Oh my God.
Well, let's get this popping.
Yes, I have to make sure. Hit one, AJ, if you're on the line. You say, that was AJ. I thought that was Ty. That was AJ. I know that's right, AJ. You better put his name up here. AJ. That was simple enough. Okay. So, like I said, tonight we're going to talk about, because, you know, this weekend is the Lions Van Ball and all roads lead to Philadelphia. For those of you, for me, I'm not going because, like I said, tomorrow was my exit time and my ticket was booked for tomorrow. And unfortunately, I'll be at the hospital and I can't leave mine because my daughter's going to be there. I can't leave her there to watch that and experience that by herself. I'll be there. But in the meantime, we're going to talk a little silly, but we were going to talk about Philly and New York, but I don't see your grandson Ty on the line yet, but I don't know his number because, it's like three other New York numbers, so I don't know if that's him or if he has a Philly number. It's another Philly number on here, too. So let's go. Let's welcome to the show Mr. AJ Prom from Anencia. What's going on, Father?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
He wasn't ready for that. AJ,
not at
you
all.
Weren't ready for that. You used to be saying nephew.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, tonight is fall ball.
I'm right.
Not father, fall ball.
Okay,
what's good
at let's get to it. Nothing
ask,
much.
Let me,
I'm
let
actually.
Let me ask you this. Tell people a little bit about yourself, please, before we get started and I start jumping all in your business.
Okay. I am the overall founding father for the outstanding House of Prominencia. Has been for going on 10 years this March coming up. I have literally learned almost everything from everybody that's on this line right now. So, so that's my little homage to you guys. I really do thank you guys for giving me a platform. and I walk trans man realness and performance.
Ow.
Hey.
Can we get a little radio bit? You can fake it. what made you initially interested in performance?
Because there weren't so many guys doing it.
When you say performance, we mean voguing and stuff like that. But go ahead.
There weren't so many people doing it. People like, I believe his name was back then, Sonovia, who I think is now, I cannot think of his name, but I believe he is a product. And Q Revlon were two people that I saw when I started even going to balls.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, this was cute. But I had the double-edged sword of knowing that I was trans and knowing that there's a certain, you know, image that a quote-unquote trans man is supposed to portray and all this other stuff. So it took a lot of balls, so to speak, to kind of just create my own wave and not really care what anybody had to say. And to be completely honest, realness wasn't on my radar because I was really good at performing and doing all the extra shit. So, you know, I just took to voguing a little bit more. And there's no offense to anybody that walks realness, but I feel like it's lacking in creativity now. And it's lost its luster.
It is what it is. You either real or you ain't. That's point blank period.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong, Sage Prada?
Oh, you said right.
Basically, so you've been. So you started out in what area when you started prom and all that?
I started very well. I only spent maybe 7 months as Butch Performance because I started my transition right after that, after I started the house. So maybe like 3 months.
Okay,
after.
What geographic area were you in?
I was actually in Baltimore. Yeah. So I started walking in Baltimore. I actually had competition in Baltimore.
So yeah.
Q would work my nerves. So, you know, but it kind of pushed me to be better. So, yeah, definitely in Baltimore. And then I would do maybe Jersey every now and again, New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I've progressed. Philly, New York, D.C. Depends on how I'm feeling that weekend.
So then you uprooted yourself down the street, and now you're in the city of brotherly love. What made you make that move? Please don't say a girl.
It was definitely not a girl at the time. I made a decision to pursue my passion, which was culinary. So for those who don't know, I'm a chef for a living. So I wanted to go to school, and I was accepted into the Art Institute. Started at the Art Institute, kind of went back and forth, trying to get my life together. I am now professionally a chef. I've been working for the company that I've been with for going on. Yes, 2 days ago was my 4-year anniversary at my job, so I'm really proud of that.
Oh my God!
Yes, it's really been that long.
I remember when you were in school and you were, like you said, struggling, not with school necessarily, but with life.
Oof.
And then school.
Yes.
Yeah. So how is it living in Philadelphia? Because, I'm a native of Philadelphia, West Philly and North Philly. But I can't imagine living there again. But how is it for you?
When I moved here, I was living in Center City, so it was kind of like random crime type situation. You could get stuck up wherever you were if you were alone. Mm-hmm. But once you kind of like move into the neighborhoods and stuff like that, like I live in North Philly.
What part of North Philly?
Well, Seska,
you got North Philly and you got North Philly. Oh, God.
No, I'm not in a. I'm not all the way uptown. I'm not built for uptown.
Yeah. Shoot.
Know your lane, stay in it.
Okay.
Stay below Erie.
Yeah.
We don't play with Allegheny.
No.
Oh,
better not. So I mean, how is the scene there? As far as do you have trans men friends there, or trans community friends?
I actually have more outside of ballroom. There are a lot of guys here that have been in ballroom. We link up once in a blue. We might go out somewhere. We might all just meet up somewhere. Like, the community here is, for the better, it's very loose knit. And depending on if you're, like, everybody is very cliquish, though. I will say that. It's very cliquish. I mean,
that's always
everywhere.
Delightful. That's real delightful. I love a good click. Sure,
sometimes a click keep you out of trouble, so.
Huh?
Sometimes your click
keeps
you out of trouble. I say sometimes they keep you out of trouble, sometimes they get you into shit. But that's up for you to decide as an adult.
Yeah. So have you stayed out of trouble?
Oh, I stay out the way. I go to work. If there is an event that has to do with trans awareness, visibility,
right.
Something proactive to get us legal coverage on every insurance, stuff like that. I'm more so trying to stay out the way and help as much as I can without having to be the local trans guy, because I don't want that title. I don't want it at all.
Yeah, that's a hard title to have. Yeah.
I mean, I take my hat off to anybody that can do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if you're in a remote area, you have to be that guy or that girl, But if you feel, pulled that way. But in Philadelphia, you shouldn't have to be that guy. But I know a lot of people in Philadelphia live a very self life, and they're just trying to live. It's hard enough. They feel like it's hard enough being a black man. I'm not trying to be a black trans man and get triple bashed.
Yeah.
So during your time there in Philadelphia, have you encountered any pushback or anything negative about being a trans man in Philadelphia?
Believe it or not, I've managed to be at my job completely stealth for 4 years. So, no. Me personally, well, at work, no. Anywhere else, I'm pretty much low disclosure. Like, if I'm in a safe space, then I'll disclose. And then for real, no. But I have dealt with others that have, like, gender identity, prime example, gender identity was not covered in my company handbook. We had a guy that was very early in his transition come in, and he's out. I'm not. I'm like, okay, how can I handle this? Because I'm not going to let them disrespect him.
Right.
So, you know, I had to make sure that that was covered, and that it is now in company policy that gender identity is protected as a non-discriminatory act. If you are caught just being, you know, discriminatory, zero tolerance.
Yeah, but I was just mentioning at the top of the show that, and hopefully I haven't gotten into how private industries can have their own policy. But as far as, like, if you wanted to take it outside of the company and sue, right now the Trump administration is trying to undo the Obama protections. But before we go any further, I wanted to bring on our other special guest tonight from the city of New York. Please welcome everyone, Ty. Hey, Ty.
Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, babe.
Sorry. Work is killing me. Work is killing me.
Work is a good thing.
Yeah,
a man who doesn't work doesn't eat.
Gotta work.
Well, I mean, I was asking AJ about Philly, and I know you were living in Philly for some time, and now you're back in New York. So how was when you were living in Philadelphia? How were the brothers getting along as far as friends, brothers? Was there camaraderie or was everybody in their own lane?
I came into during the transition of Philly ballroom and how it changed so much. I came in when the older era was, like, you know, like, slowly bowing out and the new era started taking over. Like, you know, like the kittens, as per se, somebody would say.
Yeah.
So, like, I went out there for a girl, number one. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I moved out to a female. That was in last time type of decision making. Sure, you know, like, that was I don't take anything back from it. That's one thing. I don't take anything back from it. But the guy, I would say, I'm not even gonna front. Being that I'm from New York, I felt like they opened me with, like, open arms. Like, I was kind of I don't want to say I was being shady, but, you know, like, you have to have your line. You know, like, I didn't really know what was what. I was in a brand-new relationship, and I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to be ready for any and everything. And my whole thing was, I wasn't having it. You feel me? So it was like, I was, like, real standoffish in the beginning. The only people, like, I kept the continuous same people around my corner. That was E, Badass Prada. He always, like, from a distance, regardless of where I lived at, he always is, like, there, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my gay dad. He was there, you know what I mean? So it was like, I don't really do too much with everything. Had a couple of friends, like, my handful, probably, like, three people. Other than that, I didn't really do like that. And then,
I know,
like,
you lost
after,
a very, very good friend there in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And that happened, like, a couple of years ago. So, you know, like, I just lost spaces with Philadelphia after that. That was it.
Yeah.
Like,
I noticed kinda, that about you. You kind of lost it. I noticed you lost your taste of Philly after that.
Yeah, I stood, I'm real standoffish with Philly. I still have my brother, Lamir, who lives there. He's trans as well.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't really know. I still speak to a couple of people from there, things of that nature, but Philly is really not a comfort zone for me.
Right.
Like, anymore. It was, don't get me wrong, it was a very stage and stuff of my life, but I got over that really fast. Mm-hmm. Right after my brother passed away, I want to say.
Yeah. That'll do it. But I was asking AJ about him moving to Philadelphia. Is not a place that people really move to, especially at y'all age. You know, it's really not.
I don't know. Like, I lived in the Northeast, which is, like, up towards Franklin Mills Mall. So I actually loved my neighborhood. But when I would go into the other neighborhoods, I would, you know, like, I'd be like, okay, you know, like, all right, I'm glad I go home at night, you know, like, you know, and I'm from New York. I'm from the hood. It's not nothing about the hood, but, like, it's like.
Right. Well, Philly's a different hood.
Yeah, it's like little Chicago, certain parts of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like little Chicago, the abandoned houses that you think are abandoned with people still living, you know, like.
Yeah, a lot of squatters. I'm telling AJ, I can't imagine myself living in Philadelphia again. I was born and raised there, but when I, and I go back there often, but I just can't see it. My best friend, of course, is still there, and I don't understand. She lives in Overbrook, which is a better neighborhood than the one we grew up in, but not by, you know, by far. But let me ask both of y'all. You can give me your opinion on this. And as far as when people think of trans guys, sometimes they think of all of you. Of course, like black people, like some white people think black people know each other. But do you run into any type of like automatic shade when you find yourself in the company of another trans man, especially in Philadelphia, because that's like a very shady town. Was there brotherly love going on in the community, or did you find yourself having just to stay in your own lane and make your own way? AJ?
Sorry, you want to go first? Oh, okay, I'll go first.
you go first.
For me, it was more because I tend to get along with a different variety of people as opposed to one set. So, like, when I moved to Philly, there were a few people that I already knew. I wasn't really, because I mind my business and I say to myself, I really don't get met with that whole shady bit in my face.
Right.
Have I heard some things? Absolutely. Do I pay it? Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, I didn't move here for anybody's approval but my own. And I didn't move here to make a whole plethora of friends. If you either like me, you like me, you don't. Okay.
What about you, Ty?
I've had my share. I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had my share of situations in Philadelphia. But I'm not going to front. In the beginning, everything was open arms. Everybody wanted to know me. Everybody wanted to know, you know, like, who I was. Like that, but they got over that really fast. They got over that fast. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say like I played a perfect part in that, but like, and like, you have to, in certain situations, you just gotta play your part, you know what I'm saying? I know what's for me, and I know what's for me, so I just choose to keep it that way, you know, to each their own. I just have my small amount of people in Philly that I just deal with, and I just don't, you know? I'm grown. I feel like everybody in life is on different levels, and all energy isn't for you. So
that's so true.
How I deal with things, and I just take things accordingly.
Honest.
Shady on the line. Shady, I've never known you to really mess with Philly too much. Dibble and dabble by invitation.
Only drive-bys on through Philly.
Look, you don't hit my city too much. He said he don't do Philly.
You know,
but
I
you'll be down there this
Philly
weekend.
Every time I go.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to them.
I'll be there Saturday.
Definitely. Are either of you going to Lone Band Ball, AJ or Taj?
I don't know. I haven't done it in a while. I haven't done, like, the bowls in Philly in a while. I probably won't. I'll probably be at work, honestly, picking up some extra hours.
Yeah. You always
do
work.
Get the money.
Right now, I'm just keep staying focused. Like, I'm just trying to get somewhere, and I got a goal. So usually when I'm like that, nothing else matters.
That's a good thing. So you say you're going to be in the building, AJ?
Yeah, I'll be there. I kind of plan ahead for, especially for this ball in particular, because it was promoted for so long, for over a year, And the build up for it has been one of those things where, okay, this is that ballroom feel that kind of drew me in from the first time that I went to a major ball and stuff like that. So I've definitely got that very reminiscent feeling. So I have to be in the place for that one.
Yeah, I was really excited about coming, basically coming home and see a ball. Because I haven't been to a good ball in Philadelphia, I don't think ever, where nobody was fighting, or maybe years and years ago to an early awards ball. But it's been a minute. But the Lions fans, like I was telling somebody before, and I said on my Facebook page, a combination of the House of Ivisu and the House of Lacroix, and those are two of my favorite balls ever since being in ballroom, was the Ivisu flu ball and the Lacroix ball that was in Virginia. So I really anticipate that they're going to have an excellent, excellent event. But unfortunately, I'll be here with a friend that's going through a lot, and I'm not even going to go back through that, y'all. But,
understood.
Yeah. Yep. But, I'm interested. I keep asking you, and I'm actually Jahira named the show Brotherly Love, right, Jahira?
Mm-hmm.
So we just really wanted to know about the, you know, just the ins and outs, because when you come out as a trans guy, I don't know, do cis men challenge you? Do you have, I mean, what are some of the issues that right off the writ that you have presenting yourself to the world?
Intimidation is no. Cisgender guys, they really try, I feel like, for the most part, they try to intimidate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been working with men for the past, in the male pushed industry for, I want to say, the last couple of years, off and on, you know? From construction, everything else you can name. And, like, I go into these situations and nobody know anything. You know, throwing down of, you know, like little things trigger, like social media. Like, I like, for instance, that example is working somewhere and someone found out, you know, like about my social media or whatever. And I'm guessing they seen the pictures and stuff talking about I was trans. And they brought it to my attention, which I don't really think is like sometimes the best thing to do. I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. So, like, they just my attention, and you could tell that I could tell that they was bothered because they felt like I fooled them without giving the second thought that, oh, this guy is protecting his privacy. Like, you know what I'm saying? There are people out there who kill me and all types of things of that nature, which I just don't have time for. I don't have time for that type of energy. So, like, I just honestly, I don't really put myself out there too much, because I just know what it comes with, and I'm very comfortable in my working environment, so I'm not really trying to go there no more.
Right. You know,
I just know how to move. I just move really good.
AJ, have you had any pushback? I know you said you self now, but what about when you were in school? Were you self in school?
I definitely was self in school, but before I moved, before I moved out of Baltimore, it was kind of hard to be because I had family and everybody else there. I think I managed to do this one dishwashing job in the midst of us doing the WBT board. I was still stealthing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to help that. I'll pull that off. But one of the things that I would go through, especially from the area that I was living in Baltimore, it was one of those blocks. So, like, cis dudes would constantly be like, hey, yo, what's going on, sis? Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, okay.
Oh,
no, you got that. And when I would actually sit and have conversations with these fools and tell them how, and fuck with their minds about how gender is between your ears and not between your legs, at the end of this conversation, they like, well, damn. For real? Like, I've been thinking about this shit all the way wrong. And, of course, it wasn't always like that, but if I can teach one person and change their mind, I've done my job. My life's purpose has been served in that one individual. So I would kind of like, I would try to educate in a moment of ignorance. And if you're not listening, then I walk away from the situation. You can think what you want about me. At the end of the day, I know who I am.
because Baltimore has been particularly aggressive towards trans people,
especially
trans women of color. Yeah, that's kind of Baltimore, kind of scary. And you don't have to be a punk to recognize danger.
Right.
Come up missing in somebody's alley somewhere. So I mean, that's cool that you had that conversation. But have you ever, or do you know of any particular area that is more like that? Like you hear from some of your trans brothers that, you know, man, I mean, we got a circle of friends that's just, you know, just dope. Everybody's, you know, getting along. We find, you know, support one another. I mean, does that exist?
It does. Groups like T-Man, they still exist. There's a lot of programs through, like, Gilai, I hope I'm saying that right, that they do support groups. Like, they do. They're actually one of the bigger supporters of the Philly Trans March, which is actually this weekend as well. So I'm going to go to that, then go to ball.
Mm-hmm.
But those resources are definitely there for trans people here. Also, Christian Love Hall, the founder of the Trans March, is in charge of T-Man, if I'm not mistaken. So,
And this is the T-Man from back in the day?
Yep.
Yeah. Same program.
Dang. And they've been around for a good minute.
Yeah.
That was the first trans men group I've ever even heard of. Wow. That's awesome. Jahira, are you familiar with them?
I am. Yes, yes, I am.
Are you? Is it really?
A few.
She is so funny.
Go straight to hell, Ike.
Y'all are hilarious. Sadie, are you a part of any trans man group? Like support group?
No.
Huh? You said no?
No.
Mm-mm. He's part of the shady group.
Like, far as what? Like, no.
No, I mean, like.
I've been on Facebook, yeah.
But no, I'm talking about out there where, you know, brothers get together and maybe, you know, have a little cookout, a little fundraiser or whatever.
Nah, not shady.
Now, back in the day, they used to be.
That.
Huh? Your
my schedule, you know how my schedule is. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the schedule.
Your realness schedule, you said? Is that what you said?
I said it's labeled on the schedule.
I know you didn't say that. I'm just messing with you.
The trials.
I got to try.
My greatness.
But back in the day, there used to be this group for women who were in relationships with trans men. I think it was like SOFA or something like that. SOFA. Yeah, do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Significant other, family and friends,
y'all.
And allies.
Huh? No.
Significant
it
others.
Wasn't family and friends. It was basically the wives. And girlfriends.
Oh. You know what? Yeah. That sounds real familiar for some strange reason.
Yeah, it was a really old, I mean, like back early 2000s, late 90s even. So, but I came across them again when I was living in the San Francisco area. They were really doing a lot, like not in a negative way, being very positive. But, on the East Coast, I never ran into anybody that was involved, but the Bay Area, they were hot. So Ty, I take it that you and that Philly girl are done?
Oh, yeah. That's been so long ago. I haven't even found myself in a serious situation since. That's the crazy part. I just been
so
worried
Ty
about
single?
Myself. God, you know, what's
complicated.
I'm finding myself in a little situation right now, just trying to take it for all them. We're just taking it one day at a time right now.
That's what's up. What about you, AJ?
Huh?
After a year of being single, I am in a relationship, happily in a relationship.
Awesome.
Awesome. I finally I got somebody I can roll with around the house.
Oh my God. Is that all it took?
No.
You just had to, she had to,
really?
She had to roll.
She had to have an over dip. Nah.
Shit.
Jahira, I'm gonna need you.
I was just about to ask him for
the over dip took me out.
Word, me too.
So Ty taking his time day by day, but it must be somebody special. Because even when you want to take your time, that means it's really a lot more potential than, you know, to hit it.
Yeah, we just trying to take out, this is like, all right, this is her, I'm her first guy's trans experience. I try, like, I don't really do, like, I feel like everybody's different, including us trans guys, you know? So it's like, really, I don't really push the overly processing of being trans. I don't want her to overthink it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not...
Yeah,
I just
you sound
want
like
to,
Sadie.
Yeah, like, I'm not really into it. I don't want her to be overthinking it. I don't want... We don't really do that. We have a whole way, a different way of being. So, like... I'm not really trying to push it. I'm not trying to get my hopes up.
Somebody got out of background noise. Okay. But she's,
amen.
I mean, so far she's cool. As far as just general cool people.
Yeah, she's the closest thing on my radar right now. I might be in a relationship by 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's so good. Y'all gonna be hooked, lying and sinking out. Y'all girls listening, don't try to bitten in their inbox and try to stir up no mess.
No, the boy is planning and everything. We've been talking kids and everything, but we're gonna move fast when we take it there. Yeah, we're gonna move fast when we take it there.
You hear that, Jahira?
I'm putting in the hours. I got something to prove.
Oh, so you're building the dream. I know that's right. But, I mean, it's one thing it seems like that both of you have in common is that y'all on y'all grind, you and AJ.
Yeah, I feel like people forget about that in the middle of their transition, everything. You know, you want to give everything into your transition, but, you know, you got to remember at the end of the day, who you want to be, you know what I'm saying? And you can't be nobody nowadays without education and a job, and that's to tell you the truth. You need finances. You definitely need some brains with that, you know, to really be something out here. You can't, like, you know, everybody can't be Cardi B, even though they're trying.
They're trying hard. They're trying real hard.
Yeah, like, the successes, like, you know, things like that don't happen. Like, you really got to work for what's out here right now. And that was my point, like, just to prove that, like, you know, like, before anything, before I'm trans, before I'm anything, like, I'm a man and I'm handling my responsibilities, you know? Like, that's it.
Say that.
I know, right? That made me, I wish I had Biggie on here. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything, you gotta work hard for it. Nobody giving nobody nothing. So, I mean, why do you feel like because I noticed some trans men get lost, though, Ty. They get lost in the transition, and that becomes their whole world, and they forget about, niggas got to have a job.
Yeah, see, I've had the choice, but I never looked at it as a choice. I've always liked to have fun. I've always been that person, but, you know, like, sometimes you just had to buckle down and get into what you want. I'm not going to front. I always was, like, a half-asser. Like, I always did things, but, you know, if I had that time to do what I wanted to do, you know, I would take more of my time to do that. But, like, I just buckled down everything, especially around the time passing, like, I had time to think and like, really be like, oh, you know, like, you can't let yourself, you know, you really, now you really have something to prove, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you saying that you was a party boy at one time, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for one time, for a whole time. I'm not going to, you know, I remember, like, I'd be out about enjoying myself
real life.
Yeah, I have fun, you know, like it's teacher, and that's the thing. I think people just allow it to take over, but it's not really about taking over, you know. Enjoy yourself and get back to what's important,
right?
Like, I feel like if people learn how to balance, that they'll be okay. Like, it'd be days.
I think,
you know, I'd be off. You want to go to the ball? I go get a whole outfit. I you know, I'm hyped about the ball all the way to the day. Get there, get to the ball. I'd be asleep. I learned to accept. You know, like, I'd be working hard. I'd be tired.
So you sit down too long, you start dozing off.
Yeah, it's a wrap. I'm narcoleptic. It's a wrap. I'll be tired.
Well, AJ, when you go this weekend, please stand up and don't fall asleep.
Yeah,
I want to see you on live falling asleep.
Knocked out in the corner, leaned up against the wall.
Exactly. Well, remember, you're still in Philadelphia, so they will take advantage of you. So you better be
exactly.
wake up in another world. In another whole situation,
yeah,
your pockets kick out, and your shoes off.
Make sure you stack your pockets when you open them eyes.
Yeah, and make sure you still got your shoes on.
And
your Philly will take your, yeah, okay. They will enter your pockets and take your shoes off and your hat. Everything.
You lucky if they let you keep your drawers around this job.
Exactly. And we all, and you know, we got this lust of the, some of the butch queens have this lust for trans men, so you definitely got to be on your P's and T's.
Oh, God. But you got to keep. I got butch queen security. Oh. I keep my butch clothes when I go out. Keep them all.
You got to have them.
I understand.
And AJ be giving you that friendly vibe. I don't know how you survive in Philadelphia with this, you know, hey, how you doing?
Because I'm not as nice as I come across. I'm not
really
as nice as I come across.
Okay, because you
just
get got.
On TV.
Yeah. You get got being too nice in Philadelphia.
See, that's in the, yeah. See, I kind of like, don't mess with me, I won't mess with you. You try me, you gonna see a side of me that you weren't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very pressure cooker with me. So you might have not been the first person to piss me off. So if you pop this lid off this pot, you might get burnt for some shit you ain't had no business doing.
It's a cumulative ass whoop.
Yeah, we're
no,
at Ty. Ty come out the door just being, what the fuck you want? What?
Like,
like, he came to Philly like, what?
No, I don't even talk, to tell you the truth. I just look at people. I have this new thing. I just been looking lately. I'm just looking. I don't have nothing more. I think I've hit that point already. Like, yeah, I don't really got nothing to say. Give them that fucking, they call me. Like, they be saying, oh, he's mean. I don't mean to come off
but
that
you
way,
be that
but you
way.
Know. Yeah,
hey,
like, this, like,
less
it,
inviting.
That you don't want, you got to know how to shy from it, and that's just the attention I'm really not into.
But
I'm not really into it.
So thank you both for being on. We really appreciate y'all. And Ty, you know I'm always on your live, checking you out, seeing what's going on. Yeah, both of y'all. AJ just be like just random stuff. Huh?
Yeah. Then you catch me out
AJ,
once I'm off.
Yeah. AJ, with your random lives, you just be saying any old thing.
Oh, absolutely.
This boy is crazy.
Well, at least I'm... I've calmed down, and I've actually gotten a little bit more strategic.
Okay.
So, like, there's a mission now and all this other good stuff that goes along with it. So I'm waiting for 2018 for all of that good and wonderful shit to happen.
2018 is looking promising to you fellas. One is, might be, you know, linked up definitely and talking babies, and now you're talking about missions. Okay. Nothing like a goal, something to wake up for and move forward.
We grew up. we both grew up. We had our
basically.
True.
That's what I'm seeing.
That's a fact. I think now more so than ever, I'm starting to embrace my transition more too.
Mhm. How so? What do you mean embracing it more?
Like, I've just been seeing a lot of badgering and stuff with the trans men and cis groups and stuff like that. And I've actually been, you know, like, I've actually been affected. Like, I'm starting to be affected emotionally by it.
Okay.
Because this shit is violent.
Like, even though we live lives, you know, people don't, you don't, like, I never expected to feel any, you know, because I feel like everybody's different, so we're all affected by different things, but I'm starting to notice now, even though we are different, we're still yet the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's starting to hit home now, so now I guess I'm waking up.
that's beautiful. Both of y'all, I mean, you sound like you're coming into your own. In your sense of your place in the world, which is a beautiful thing, right, Tahira?
Absolutely, and just continued success to both of you.
We on it.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on and spending a little time with us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Getting us familiar with you too.
Thank you for having me.
And next week, I think. Yeah, anytime. You're welcome to come on. Hopefully, y'all check us out. Sadie, go ahead.
And next week, we bring it back my homegirl, a favorite, Noah from Making the Band. She's running an all-fit female hip-hop battle that is crazy in New York. I'm talking about the one and only Brooklyn Bad the rapper. She'll be here next Thursday at 7:15, and we're going to see what she's doing over there in Brooklyn.
Nice.
And just a little history of Baz. Baz was down with us from way back in the day. She was down with us. She was one of the first, you know, celebrities that came on and was spitting her little thing. And just, I mean, just a beautiful spirit. So hopefully y'all come on and check out Baz. But I'm interested in finding about this battle rap because I'm not familiar with it in New York.
She's going to kill me because I'm supposed to be over there about 900 times. So, but you know, the schedule.
Yeah. Maybe when I come up there, maybe we can check out a battle rap. I've never been to anything other than spoken word in New York as far as entertainment like that and a couple of jazz.
Well, you know, to give you a brief you a little bit, you ever see the guys when they be talking? It's not really even battle rap, but it's really sitting there insulting the shit out of each other almost to words.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is. I've never done it. I've never been to one.
Version.
Right, because they have that in Philadelphia. That's what I'm saying. That's the energy I want to see. I want to be there and experience it.
I have to say that I can devote an entire day to watching Queen of the Ring on YouTube. Like,
oh, yeah,
the battles are so dynamic. It's incredible, yeah.
That's
what she has used to. Bad has had a baby sister, so it's going to be real good. It's going to be real good.
Oh, yeah.
We booked for the whole
month.
We booked for the whole month already.
Yeah, because
so
the week after that.
Everybody know.
Yeah,
I'm bringing on celebrity hairstylist Terrence Davidson. He is the one that he's known for
the Nicki Minaj wigs. He's the one that's doing Tamar wigs right now. He's a two-time Bonner Brothers champion. And then after that, I'm bringing on my boss, Mimi Foss from Love & Hip Hop will be here. That'll be the third Thursday. So we are
that's a
for
formal
this
interview
month,
with Tahira and the bunch.
Well,
yeah, I'm excited right now.
I got
I'm
a couple surprises
about that.
For November. I'm trying
Pardon
to really reach for November. I got a couple of surprises for November. I think I'm trying to wait for a call to come through, but we see how October. I'll know, depending on the schedule.
Yeah,
but
we definitely need to see if Shaq is available in November, because that's going to be getting closer
Absolutely.
To the toy drive.
Yeah,
and just
Shaq.
Catching up with her and all her. All the stuff that she's doing, so whoever wants to participate or support, whatever, can be aware. Because, we got to get our coins lined up a little early, so if we can get her on in November, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's our show for the night, guys. I guess we're about to be up out of here. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Have a good weekend. Anybody at the late, going to the Latin Ball, I'll see you there. Travel safe. Talk to all. And, pray for Puerto Rico.
Pray for Puerto Rico.
What he said.
Pray for the Virgin Islands.
Yep.
Thank you all.
I love you.